Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Fighting continues in Gaza amidst charges and countercharges.
The Hamas-run health ministry has accused Israel of directly targeting the Al-Shifa hospital this morning with missiles. The Israeli forces maintain that the hospital is sheltering Hamas tunnels, Hamas command centers, and Hamas fuel.
That's BBC correspondent Mark Lowen reporting. With the Israel-Hamas war in its second month, a sense of desperation has strained Gaza's close-knit society. The desperation has even emboldened some Palestinians to vent their anger against Hamas. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will hold a long-anticipated meeting next Wednesday in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's according to two senior Biden administration officials. Biden and Xi have no shortage of difficult issues to address in their first engagement in nearly a year. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin will not seek re-election in 2024.
The decision by the West Virginia Democrats stirs speculation whether the GOP might regain his seat next year. Manchin has been the lone Democrat to win numerous statewide offices in recent years amid a strong GOP base. Manchin has benefited from his business roots in the Mountain State's coal industry, which has led him to oppose coal-cutting measures in President Joe Biden's agenda, especially prior to last year's midterms when Democrats needed his vote to exercise the vice presidential tie-breaking power. Manchin has served in the Senate since 2010 when he succeeded the late, long-serving Robert Byrd. George Williams reporting.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell suggests the Fed is in no hurry to further raise its benchmark interest rates, given evidence that inflation pressures are continuing to ease at a gradual pace. On Wall Street, Dow futures are ahead 146 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
This is your KMTQ News Flash. With the inaugural Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix less than a week away, weekend hotel room rates on the Strip, they continue to drop. A year-long survey of room prices done by the Las Vegas Review-Journal that's been tracking Caesars Entertainment properties shows room rates have dropped by as much as 75% going into next week. That's when the race happens. Local experts say that decrease is not a reflection of anticipated revenue potential, but of room availability. The Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix runs November 16th through the 18th of the race, running Saturday night on portions of the Las Vegas Strip. While roommates at Caesars properties apparently are going down, Wynn Resort says it expects to generate record revenue for the three-day period that's the Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix. Speaking on the company's third-quarter earnings conference call, Wynn officials said, unlike other Strip properties, they had seen no drop in room rates going into the race weekend. Meanwhile, Wynn Las Vegas has modified its self-parking policy, clipping some time off free parking for locals. As of this past Wednesday, complimentary parking for locals has now been reduced from 4 hours to 3. Officials say 3 hours works better for a guest visiting the Wynn properties and that the 4-hour free window was allowing people to seek entertainment elsewhere. Wynn returned to its paid self-parking policy just before the opening of Sphere across the street. The Las Vegas Golden Knights, they're headed to the White House. President Joe Biden will welcome the team Monday to celebrate its 2023 Stanley Cup win. Back in June, the Golden Knights defeated the Florida Panthers in 5 games to win the Cup in 6, as owner Bill Foley had forecast before the team ever played a regular season game. Enjoy. Go Knights, go. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Veterans Day is being observed today, so we should see fewer cars on the road, and so far that is the case through the Resort Corridor and downtown Las Vegas along 95, but there is a big backup going into North Las Vegas right now. Accidents on I-15 northbound at Craig Road. Left lane is blocked. They want to save the middle and right lanes. Again, 15 northbound at Craig Road. It's only a reported accident on the highways. Cloudy and cooler temperatures today with highs that end up in the upper 60s this afternoon and should clear up tomorrow and Sunday, making for a great-looking weekend. Only 45 degrees right now, though. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce it right, Shanga...
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, November 10th. Good to have you with us. There is great news to report on relative to the Strip and Culinary Union. Everybody's buttoned up. Everybody gets a five-year contract, and that means no strike for F1. That is really good news. But there's even better news. Even better news. Because today is the best day of the week.
Oh, man. What day is it?
It's Friday.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Come on, you know better. It's the day that we let our hair down and we have fun. And we're going to do that today. We're going to have a lot of fun. The good news, obviously, from Culinary is that there's a new five-year deal in place now for everybody. On consecutive days, it was Caesars, followed by MGM, followed by Wynn. Everybody's buttoned up. All 53,000 workers are covered for the next 5 years. And that is very, very, very good news. Interesting stuff from earlier this week. And Friday is kind of the repository of everything that has happened over the course of the week. And so it is with Donald J. Trump. Because he was speaking the other night in Hialeah, Florida, and he talked about polling and the GOP debates. By the way, I've dubbed the GOP debates the vice presidential debates,
They're not presidential debates. Nobody thinks that any of these people are going to be nominated. But let's go to cut five real quick. I wanted to get this in yesterday. We just flat out ran out of time. This was Donald J. Trump Wednesday night talking about polling and the GOP debates.
Right now, our numbers are higher than they've ever been. You see that, the poll numbers. We're beating them so badly in the polls. You probably saw last week the New York Times, no big fan of mine, I would say, and the Siena poll, very respected, of the general election. We are leading Crooked Joe Biden in almost all of the swing states. In Pennsylvania, we're up 4. In Michigan, we're up 5. In Arizona, we're up 5. In Georgia, we're up 6. In Nevada, we're up 11 points. And nationally, we're up at numbers that, frankly, nobody's seen before. Nobody has seen it before. And I don't think I've changed that much. But when you look at the difference between what we did, the success that we had just 3 years ago with the energy independence and even dominance, all of the things that we had, and then you look at what's happening right now, it's a big contrast. We're proud to see that these great numbers are led by surging support from Hispanic Americans, African Americans, and young people. How about that? In the primary, we're leading the field with an average of 61% for Trump. And you have about, what, 7 or 8 candidates left? I think they're at a debate tonight. Nobody's talking about it. Everybody's watching. So it's 61% for your favorite president, me, and 10% for Ron DeSanctimonious, and 7% for Bird Brain. You know Bird Brain? I will never run against him. He is a great president. I will never, ever run against him, said Bird Brain. I will not run against him. He was one of the greatest presidents in the history of our country. And then about 3 months later, she goes, I've decided to run. This is the craziest business politic. They said to me at one point, who's worse, business people or politicians? And I said, because this was very early, and I said, definitely business people are worse. Then after about 3 or 4 months of Russia, 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 pencil neck Adam Schiff. Now he's got the smallest neck I've ever seen. It's like the size of a finger. I don't know how it holds up his head, which is oversized. I don't know how it holds it up. It's like a miracle. It's an engineering marvel. Adam Shifty Schiff. But after dealing with Pelosi, who's crazy, by the way, she's nuts. After dealing with all of these people that I had to deal with the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, every hoax that you could imagine, I called up the people that I said, I think business is the worst, because that was very early. That was like my first week I said that. And I said, I'm changing my mind. The worst people, the worst by far, are politicians. They are far away. They're more deceptive. They're liars. They're much more disloyal. So I give the business people, I will tell you, you're much nicer and much kinder and much softer than politicians. Our nation is in very serious trouble. And it's time for the Republican establishment to stop wasting time and resources trying to push weak and ineffective rhinos and never-Trumpers that nobody wants and nobody's going to vote for. I watch these guys coming in. I had this thing and I was watching these guys. They're not watchable. You know, the last debate was the lowest rated debate in the history of politics. So therefore, do you think we did the right thing by not participating?
We'll leave that to you. We'll leave that to you. I happen to think he has not been hurt by not participating. We'll talk about that as we go along. More and more across the country, we find that anti-Semitism is raising its ugly head. How do we eradicate this anti-Semitism that seems to be bubbling up in our schools and our colleges and universities? Karen England is a parental rights advocate. She is the president of Capital Resource Institute, TakeBackTheClassroom.com. And Karen joins us now. Karen, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Okay, what is going on out there? First of all, before we go too far down the road, what is the Capital Resource Center?
Institute,
excuse me.
Nevada, that's okay. We're also Nevada Family Alliance, which I founded. We're a pro-family public policy organization, most recently working in religious freedom, parental rights, and really at the local school board level. And so I've got a lot of experience with what's going on in the Nevada schools as well as schools across the nation. And I make the case, or I can make the case that this didn't start in college. 5 years ago, we had an incident in Reno High School where they shut down one of the school board meetings. These classrooms have been training to make our kids activists against America and Israel, any kind of free nation of faith. It's been going on for years, and it started in high school. It's just in college, they're a lot freer to exercise it. But this started way before that they show up on their freshman campus.
I want to ask you, because we've always known there is anti-Semitism out there, but it was always in little pockets. Something would happen, and 6 months later, something else would happen, and 6 months after that, something would happen. Now we are seeing it on college campuses. We're seeing it in the streets, in the protests, the pro-Hamas. We saw one in New York just the other day. Is this just bubbling up, or has this always been this prevalent?
Well, honestly, I don't know. I haven't seen it that much until lately. Before the meeting.
Whoops, we may have just lost Karen England. Karen, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay. Well, I would say that I'm surprised at how much we're seeing it. So I don't know how it got so bad so quickly, the anti-Semitism, because the media before would make it like it's just the white Christians, which we're actually the opposite. Christians usually, we actually love and have a lot of respect for Israel, and we're big defenders of Israel. And so you'd see these little pockets, like you said. But I have to say, I am disheartened at how prevalent it is. And you talked about New York City yesterday, and I know that they had the high schools joining them at the New York City protest or pro-Hamas. And I don't buy that these people don't know that it's about pro-Hamas. I believe they do know, and that, and when you watch them being interviewed, it is scary. And I feel compelled that everyone listening, we have an obligation to make sure that what happened in Germany doesn't happen here. And it starts now. It starts by speaking up now and stopping what's going on. I can't believe that in America, people are proudly talking about exterminating Jewish people. Think about it. We're living in a country where that's okay, and it's being celebrated, and the people on TV are, you know, promoting it.
What are we seeing within the state of Nevada? I know you keep track of this. What are we seeing around the state and in our schools?
Oh, well, again, it comes back to they've become activist centers for pretty much anything anti-American. And they're encouraging, I mean, you've got a lot of civics classes that are encouraging people to, the progressives to write legislation. You have had, coming out of Washoe County, and this is true in Clark County as well, students who, if you watch committee hearings every other year, you've got kids that are somehow, quote unquote, out of school, and they're testifying on progressive gender ideology, anti-American legislation all the time. It's a regular occurrence. And I want to know who's checking them out of school, who's giving them an excused absence to do this. How do they even know enough about policy? They can't even read and write, but they know enough about policy that they're going to testify on what's good for the state, for a state law to pass. So it's going on, you know, all over, not just Nevada, but I think people would be surprised. I think Nevada is a lot more conservative than people give it credit for. I just think progressives are really running the table with everything.
Again, Karen England joining us, a parental rights advocate and the president of the Capital Resource Institute. How do we get the genie back in the bottle? If we've always known that there is that there are pockets of anti-Semitism in our society, how do we get the genie back in the bottle this way?
Well, a couple of things. I think we've always known, but I don't think we ever thought it was this deep and wide. I don't know. I certainly didn't, or I would have been speaking up. But it takes each of us, and a lot of people have heard this quote from Ben Franklin when he's leading the Constitutional Convention, and someone asked what form of government, and he said, it's a republic if we can keep it. And that presumes that there's work for us to do. And we all have an obligation. We live in a free country, and it's only free because we have been given, the people have been given the authority and the power. If we don't exercise it, we're complicit in what's going on. And I think each of us needs to take some responsibility, look around what's going on in our own communities, and that's where we need to start. And it's time that we start speaking up. If you're a taxpayer, I don't care if your kids are in school or not. You need to know what's going on in the schools, and you need to weigh in on it. And it is something that, think about it, Washoe County, I don't think a lot of people know this, but when Obama came out with his transgender policy, that was a lot of years ago. Do you know who he praised for already having great transgender policies that allow boys and girls bathrooms? Washoe County.
Wow.
Washoe County, Nevada. He praised in his letter, when he sent all of that to all of the school districts in the nation saying you need to let boys and girls bathrooms, boys who think they're girls go on overnight trips, he praised Washoe County because they had great transgender policies. That was Obama. That's how long it's been going on.
My question is, how do we organize all of these parents, all of these parents' organizations that are out there, Power to Parent, your organization as well, How do we get everybody on the same page?
Well, I think there are several things that we can organize over. And it's funny you mentioned Power to Parent, because before they were even a group, I did their first lobby day. And so I know Aaron and all of the Power to Parent people really well. And I know that you guys, especially down in Vegas, have a new Moms for Liberty group. So our organization is working to take the experience we've had over all of the years and help these different groups organize. Let's get, you know, I don't care what the name of your group is. I want to help you and your group. And one thing that I think is huge that the left, when you expose it, can't really defend it is the books in school. And I think we start by exposing the porn in schools and we flip school boards over that issue alone. Because what the media says the problem is with these books in school is not what the problem is. And we have a policy that is going to be passed this next Thursday in California, in a Southern California school district, that allows these pornographic books to be removed. And we even have the progressive on board with us after we read from the books. And so I think we need to start taking over the school boards. It starts at the local level. You can't rely on the Republican Party in any state. We need to develop the farm team, and we need to all be focused on our local community, city councils, and school boards. We need to start flipping the school boards and going on the offense with parental rights policies at the local level. We don't have to wait for them to meet in Carson City. We can be passing parental rights policies at the local school district level, and that's what we should be doing. Go on the offense. Make the other side defend what they want.
Karen, how can folks find you? How can folks be a part of your mission?
Go to capitalresource.org or takebacktheclassroom.com. And within 2 weeks, we will have lists of all the books in the Nevada schools and pictures of all the really graphic books. So we're organizing. We've been organizing. Just recently got in touch with several Nevada people, and we are going to take back the classroom, and then we're going to take back our city council and take back our state.
Karen England, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, and thank you to all the veterans out there.
There you go. Karen England, parental rights advocate and the president of the Capital Resource Institute, takebacktheclassroom.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. A busy, busy Friday. We'll tell you more about it when we come back on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Friday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
We'll get you all ready for the continued fallout of the third Republican debate. Who advanced, who fell behind, and where are we headed next? It'll be the Friday edition, Clay and Buck.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I've spoken all over the world on the topics of business, politics, and success, but this is the coolest event I've ever seen, and it's right here in Vegas. Discover the keys to elevate your business, explode your prosperity, and supercharge your life at the Risk On 360 Global Success Conference. This event stars Tucker Carlson, Charles Payne of Fox Business, yours truly, Wayne Allyn, and many other famous business leaders and motivational speakers. The conference is designed to inspire, motivate, and empower you to reach new heights in your personal professional lives with world-class speakers, dynamic panel discussions, and hands-on workshops. Join Todd Ault for 2 days of high-energy sessions focusing on business and finance, leadership, entrepreneurship, personal growth and development, and fitness and health. It takes place on November 19th and 20th at the Ahern Hotel on Sahara, just west of the Strip, headlined by the one and only Tucker Carlson. Register now at riskon360.com. That's riskon360.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent 6 organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love saying this, broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. It's AM 670 KMZQ. I love being able to say that. Every so often, I like to throw that in. Broadcasting live from the Las Vegas Strip. I absolutely love it. We got a big show today. Congressman Mark Amaday is going to be joining us just after 7 o'clock. Jim Littner, good friend and the co-founder of the Veterans Transition Resource Center. We're going to talk to him on the day that we are celebrating our veterans. Tomorrow's actually Veterans Day, but everybody's taking off.